This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The live Saturday edition of the program, talking about all things cryptocurrency tonight, but it doesn't have to be that way. It's open phones here every night on Free Talk Live, so feel free to call in and join us. The us in the studio includes me, Ian,
Chris,
and Will.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, the centralization of Bitcoin mining. There's a lot of fear out there about China.
Dun,
is
dun,
it
dun.
Really something to be afraid of? We'll get into that. But first, David is on the line in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hey, greetings. You know, I, by the way, good luck with that cold. Did it really get down to negative 100 up in New Hampshire last week?
Maybe on the Mount Washington, but not...
It's supposed to hit negative 96 with wind chill, or it did, which made...
What, on the Mount Washington?
Mount Washington, at the weather site up there, it was colder than Mars.
Oh, yeah, my goodness.
Yeah.
Amazing. I lived in Colorado when it was negative 20, and my wife used to bring the thermostat up to 80, so you had to do a differential of 100 degrees to deal with that.
And, my goodness.
So you're talking 180 degrees, basically.
You need a lot of power to crank that
sure.
up.
Do you know what the temperature's been at my house for the last week or so?
I don't live there, so no.
13 degrees above zero. I say that because
inside? Inside?
Outside.
Oh, outside.
Because it got so cold, it destroyed my external wireless thermometer. So it's been stuck at 13 degrees. I have no idea how cold it's been out there. Well below zero.
At the shop.
Good luck with your heating bill next month. Well, what I was going to, I think I've mentioned this in previous calls, that India about a year or so ago created it's not exactly a cryptocurrency, but an electronic money called Aadhaar, A-A-D-H-A-A-R. And the people in India are really furious about it because the biggest part of the population only use cash. Something like 94% of the population only
lose
cash.
High number. Right.
Yeah, they don't even have bank accounts. They, you know, they trade cabbages for, you know, squash over the back fence kind of stuff. And the Aadhaar becomes an extra scandal because apparently the software is based in England. So if you remember, 1948 is when England, you know, England was kicked out of India. But now, if they're basically forcing the entire population to go to an electronic money, they're basically recolonizing, and they don't have to send in troops. So I'm just wondering, you know, with the cryptocurrencies that you're describing, is it setting it up so that you can't deal with small local purchases, with the small merchants have to deal with such a high service charge that it would only suit big corporations and corporate purchases?
Well, the Aadhaar definitely does that because it's also very trackable. So you're right. India has always been a traditionally cash economy. They've loved it, and that's why it was such a blowback on government when the government decided to do away with the 500. What's the currency over there? I can't remember.
Rupees.
Right,
and
rupees.
But
they
did the equivalent of a $10 American. Everything above a $10 American was outlawed.
Right, so they did away with the 1,000 rupee note. They did away with the 500 rupee note.
Jeez.
And they just did it overnight, too. They just, one day they said, these are no longer good for anything, so you can take them to the banks, which, of course, were lines miles long at that point.
They tried that in Venezuela, but the people had a revolt over it, and they reversed their decision.
Right. But I think all three of us would agree that cryptocurrencies represent a tremendous opportunity for the Indian people. And I'm not saying it has to be Bitcoin. There's lots of other opportunities out there. and lots of other choices, and it'll be interesting to watch that subcontinent, see which way its economy pushes, but I bet it's going to blow up in crypto.
Yeah, because cryptocurrency brings money down to the level of the people,
right,
and doesn't allow big corporations and mega banks to be in charge.
So would there be a way of tracking, you know, if you're only talking Bitcoin in that example, there are, what, 15 or 20 other different that are emerging nowadays. Is there a way of rating them for how much, you know, accessibility there is to the average man?
I don't know a way of rating it, but you can look at it and you can say, you know, how developed is this coin? How, you know, robust is the marketplace of options? Are there options as far as, you know, wallets that one can choose? Is it available on Android and iPhone? Can you get a web version? Is there a, you know, Windows, Mac? So many of these, you know, newer coins don't have any of that stuff. They're just pure speculation and they're not used in the marketplace at all. It's very, very few numbers of coins, very small number, probably no more than a handful, are generally used in any kind of market capacity these days, I would say. And then that's just sort of something you have to kind of get a grasp for based on observing and, you know, seeing what you see when you go to websites that you can check out, or like here in Keene, New Hampshire, where you can physically use cryptocurrency in real life,
right,
looking at what's being used. So that's where you see Bitcoin and, you know, less Bitcoin these days, but Dash, we're starting to see a lot of that get out there. And the reason why Dash is winning in that area is because of AnyPay, which is a merchant services provider that launched here in New Hampshire, and they started to support Dash. They were the first merchant services provider for retail, for physical bricks and mortar retail, to actually get an option on the street to give merchants a choice besides just Bitcoin Core, because Bitcoin became so unwieldy due to the fees this year,
mm-hmm,
that if merchants wanted to continue accepting cryptocurrency, and they do, then they had to have another option. So they jumped all over Dash. If it had been anything else, Ether, Monero, Bitcoin,
sure,
Cash, they'd have jumped on that too, because Bitcoin got these merchants hot on cryptocurrency, and they're bummed that they can't keep taking Bitcoin from their customers, because no customer in their right mind would want to spend $20 or $15 or whatever the current fee is these days for Bitcoin. I know it had dropped from $30 down to $20 recently, and you know it feels like we should celebrate that, but I can still remember the days when it was 2 cents.
Right.
So $2 is $2 too much.
Well, to give you a kind of an example. Right now, just this moment, I sent $222.31 of our other sponsor coins that you spoke about earlier, Zencash.
Mm-hmm.
And with the exchange fee and the transaction fee both together, it cost me 54 cents.
Yeah.
See what I'm, and that's me paying the exchange for taking it off the exchange and the transaction fee for sending the transaction both, and I still spent 54 cents for a transaction of over $200. And that's kind of high, truthfully.
It is, and I think we're going to see it. We'll see things push back to that, and I've always thought that you're going to see things that become popular locally. So right now, Dash is very popular in our area because we have good support, and we've got a great merchant app that helps. But keep in mind that nobody needs a merchant app to send and receive Bitcoin
or
any currency. No, they just need wallets. And even vendors, if you're just doing something very rudimentary, you know, if you've got a cell phone you can text to, there's ways to do that in a lot of different cryptocurrencies today. So this stuff is going to develop. The Indian market is so huge, and it is made up of such microtransactions. I think those coins that end up being very, very low in transaction rates may find adoption in that area, and that's okay.
David, any other comments? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think I mentioned this a week or so ago. There was an article in Forbes, if I remember right. It was talking about, if I remember right, the headline of it was the high energy cost of electronic money.
Yeah, it's blown out of proportion. Somebody brought that up on this show earlier, not tonight, but on a different night, and when you actually look at the numbers, it's a fraction of the cost of what it costs to get gold out of the ground. So there really isn't much of a cost at all to the electricity. But when you look at it without comparing it to other things, it looks like, oh my God, they're using so much electricity. But the reality is it's a fraction of like just what it costs to mine gold in electricity.
Well,
thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom, and even if it was costly, it would still be worth every penny because you're getting money out of the hands of the banks and the governments, and that's priceless.
Hear, hear.
Free Talk Live.
Mike
coming up.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
you can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Blink Home Security. You've got a home. You probably need to keep it secure, just in case. Doesn't hurt to have some Blink cams in there because they are so affordable. You can't beat this price. You can get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera, and they're wireless. So you don't have to factor in a cost of installation because you can really do this one yourself. No drilling required at all. Totally wireless cameras. You pop the batteries in, get them set up via your Wi-Fi-enabled device like a tablet or a smartphone, and you are good to go. You can configure the cameras to operate when you want them to operate and send you clips to your smart device. So wherever you are, you can monitor your house. Or if you got a small office, it would work great for that too. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL. So we've been talking about cryptocurrency pretty heavily here tonight. Of course, you're welcome to call in and bring up what you want. You don't have to stay on topic here on Free Talk Live, but we're pretty obsessed with this stuff. And that's because it's really an important paradigm shift in the idea of money. Not just talking about Bitcoin, but cryptocurrency in general. Whether Bitcoin stays on top for the rest of time, I think we may see, and I don't like to make predictions, but just based on what we're seeing so far, I think we may see Bitcoin get topped by some other cryptocurrency this year.
There's I've said it once and twice, 315 million. It's the dial-up.
Could be the year.
It is the dial-up of cryptocurrency.
If they don't fix it in the first half of this year, the last half of the year may be the end of Bitcoin's number one position on the charts.
Oh, no.
They better come up with... What was the thing that after dial-up that you still used your hard line for your phone?
ISDN.
ISDN, yeah. Yep. Bitcoin better come up with its ISDN or
we've
digital network.
We've got one of two ISDN lines in all of Keene, New Hampshire.
Nice.
Yeah. We got one of them here in this studio, and that's how we're connecting to our,
exactly.
our radio network.
Maybe you'll be stuck on Bitcoin like that, too.
Well, the funny thing about ISDN is, unlike Bitcoin, ISDN is reliable. Night.
And not slow.
It's slow as hell. It's only 128 kilobits per second, but it's reliable.
Back in the day, I was the first one in my town to have ISDN internet. It was the first time the phone company had ever set it up.
PRI, BRI?
PRI, bonded those channels together. I got 128
kilobits a second.
It was kicking. No, 256. That was, and it was whatever it was. It was crazy.
What was the per month fee?
$60-$70.
That's not bad.
I'm still paying $70 $19.95.
All right, so toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Anyway, in the last hour, we were talking about this story about the Chinese government cracking down, apparently, that's the story, on mining operations, saying, all right, you guys, you're using too much power. We are going to demand that you wind it down. Start figuring out how to close down shop. And that's where we ended your... We didn't even finish the story. You barely started. But it led me to this question of, you know, you had brought up the specter of the centralized mining, the Chinese miners, that there's so many of them. And there are a lot of companies, mining pools, that are based in China.
Sure.
Much of whom probably have their own equipment.
Yep.
But they also have pools which allow other people to join from around the world and elsewhere.
Correct.
And so my question is, let's presume there are 60% of the mining power based in China.
Yep.
Because we don't know. I don't think we know for sure. But let's presume that's true. Given that there are several companies, from what I can tell, in China that are competing in this way, what is the concern about centralization? Is it that you don't believe they're separate companies and they're all arms of the Chinese government, so therefore they're all together? In which case, why is the Chinese government trying to shut down its own arms if they're generating all kinds of money in this case? And if they are separate companies that are competing, then are you concerned that they're going to cartelize and somehow try to attack the very thing that is making them fabulously wealthy? I guess I don't understand what the fear is.
I'll throw mine out there, and we need to go back to why Bitcoin was created in the first place.
To destroy banks and governments.
Sure.
Yes.
But there were a couple key tenets that they wanted to see. And Satoshi Nakamoto talks about this in
his
white paper.
The creator of Bitcoin.
Right.
The anonymous.
We don't know who that is. He, she, or they. But decentralization was key. And it wasn't just that currencies are centralized within a country and controlled by that, but that any player could come along and take control of it.
And the concern was a 51% attack, because that if one entity has 51% or more of the mining power,
sure,
they are the decider about things related to that crypto.
Right. They can change the rules of the game. They
but
can,
we're not even close to that in
well,
Bitcoin.
In most cases, but here's where you things get interesting. And I'm going to use the example of Bitcoin Cash, just because that's okay. The one that I have that has numbers.
I've got numbers here for Bitcoin.
I do. But in this case, they're talking about Bitcoin Cash, and they show a breakdown based on what data center these things are in. So in this particular breakdown, they're showing that a majority, like say a third, and I'm just ballparking because we're looking at a graph, a third of them are in the Hangzhou Alibaba advertising which basically means it's within a data center.
Yeah.
And then a certain number of them are portioned by Amazon is the next in line. And then
now these are companies that, at least in Amazon's case,
is an widely
individual
distributed.
Can utilize, just to clarify, an individual can buy right now a processor on an Amazon cloud.
Sure.
And they can put whatever website or program that they want to. So that doesn't mean that it's Amazon that's running those miners.
Absolutely not. But, and then we have number three is another Alibaba data center. And what the concern was brought up here, and Bitcoin faces sort of the same thing, but it's a little bit more widely distributed, is that, look, what if the Chinese government came in and said, you know what, we're going to shut down all miners? Then you
then
would have a massive
mine.
Number of miners that could be shut down. Or what if they came in and said, you know what, we now control these.
That's a concern.
Right, and that's the idea. And when Bitcoin started out, it wasn't big mining pools. It was Will running his full client at home, and he was processing chains, and you were doing it at home, and I was doing it at home.
But we still don't know what percentage of these mining pools are actually located in the country in which the pool itself is located. Just because the pool's located in China doesn't mean that everyone connecting to the pool is located in China. So what percentage of the, you know, if I'm looking at the breakdown here,
right.
I'm at blockchain.info/pools,
mm-hmm.
where it shows a pie chart breakdown of Bitcoin cores mining, you know, who's mining Bitcoin. And there's at least a dozen, maybe more, 15 or so, I'm not, you know, just eyeballing it here, different mining pools that are showing up on the chart. And BTC.com has the largest share of 19.2%, followed by Antpool with 18%, followed by BTC.top with 15%. So that right there is over half.
Right.
And I think those are all Chinese-based pools.
I believe you're right. So you're over 50%.
Right there on three companies.
Right.
And so, okay, the concern is, what if China, and this is, I think, your best objection, what if the Chinese government comes in, takes control of all three of those companies, and then they get 51% control over Bitcoin?
Exactly.
But anybody can spin up another mining pool anytime, and if it's true that, you know, what percentage of these pools are actually located in China, maybe it's less than 50%.
Well, not only that, but you have the ASIC manufacturing, which is almost exclusively over there, too.
But again, there are other mining pools you can join for other cryptocurrencies, like Monero, so
sure.
There's other options out there. There are thousand plus other cryptocurrencies out there. There's choice.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us here on the Radio Waves Live Saturday edition of the program. You can join us at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Will.
More about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. What's going on in China with a crackdown apparently happening against the miners. And also, apparently, the Venezuelan cryptocurrency, what is being called a cryptocurrency. So far, they have not yet opened up a white paper, so there's no details available on this thing. I suspect it is not going to be a cryptocurrency when all is said and done, but we'll see. The news media is reporting on it as though it is. Can it be a cryptocurrency if it's run by a government? Let's go, though, to Jimmy. He's in North Carolina. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Will.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, Jimmy.
I appreciate your program.
Thanks.
Go ahead. The subject you've spent the last 30 minutes on is totally and completely a failure as far as I'm concerned. I don't know what crypto coin is. I don't know what Bitcoin is.
And all right.
Since I'm 75 years old and have survived reasonably successfully without it so far, Yeah. I can't believe it's that important.
Well, I see where you're coming from, although don't you have a lady in her 70s coming into your store pretty regularly to buy cryptocurrency, Chris?
I do, more than one.
Yeah.
We have a fair number of people that are up there in
retirement age.
Yeah, definitely.
It's you're never too old to get into technology and cryptocurrency. And what is it? I mean, would you guys want to take a crack at describing what it is?
Well, actually, before we get that, there's a video that plays back home on this little bitty show. It's called... it's not important. It's called the Heartland Series. Anyway, and what there's a clip where they go into this guy's house, and they're about to throw him out in the cold and because they're going to flood his farm. And
that's not very nice.
They're like, well, yeah, but this whole valley will have electricity. And his response to having electricity was basically exactly what this guy said at the beginning. Because I've lived for this long without it. I don't really reckon I need it that much.
Yeah, you probably don't.
You know, and that may be true for you, but yeah. for the younger, this is revolutionary. You know, this is revolutionizing trade. Well, for our generation.
And fixing some problems. Can I ask you, Jimmy, do you remember how much you, I assume you owned a home or you have owned a home in the past, how much you paid for that?
Yeah, it was, 12 years ago that I bought this one, and I paid like $160,000 for it.
Okay, let's go back a little bit further. I'm trying to think of something maybe from your childhood that you happen to remember the price of. It could be anything. How much was a candy bar? How much was a loaf of bread? Comic book? You name it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you could buy a pound of hamburger for 35 cents.
That's a great example. Okay, so here's why cryptocurrency is important. When governments just go and print more cash because they need more money, what that does is it decreases the purchasing power of the dollar. So it isn't that it costs, you know, what, 100 times more or 10 times more to raise a cow. It doesn't mean that we haven't come up with more efficient ways of processing beef. It doesn't mean that we haven't come up with better and cheaper feeds or that through veterinary medicine we've made cows live longer and grow more healthy. All these things occurred, yet for some reason what used to cost 30 cents now costs 5-6 bucks when I go to the grocery store. And that isn't because things are really costing more. It's that the dollars that we have in our pocket do less. They have less purchasing power. And the fun fact of this is since the formation of the Federal Reserve System in 1913, the dollar has lost over 98% of its purchasing power. And that's a crime. So the government gets all this free money because they start printing it and they get, you know, whatever they want right off the top. And you pay almost an invisible tax. It's just every year things get more expensive. And I'll wager your house probably has a higher value, but, you know, did it make that much difference in 12 years or is some of that just inflation? So that's why it's important. Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies have the potential not to be an alternative to the money that we're used to. They are better money when they are restricted and nobody can mess with it. Governments can't get in there and change the rules of the game. That's what makes it revolutionary. And that will protect people. That will,
including your kids or grandchildren.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, so now, that's why you he's in his 70s, so that means his dad's generation were the ones who watched the bankers destroy this country. And they didn't trust banks.
Yeah.
You know, my great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, you know, they were all in their 90s. They would have been, you know, the age to be, you know, to have been this guy's father. My dad is almost 90.
Mm.
And they don't trust banks.
Mm-mm.
They never did. You know, my uncle kept stashes of cash locked in ammunition boxes in the barn because he didn't trust a bank to put his money in the bank.
A lot of the folks around here are like that, too.
Yeah.
Let me ask a question on a totally and completely different subject.
Sure. No problem.
If you get a state highway map, it will have a chart on it that lists mileage between cities
mm-hmm.
or municipalities.
Mm-hmm.
And for those mileage distances to be calculated, there has to be a marker there somewhere in each town that they measure to and from.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, I know you can't tell me where every marker in every town is, but tell me the standard for which they determine that, and most of them were put in place years and years and years ago.
That's an interesting question. Where do, like when you say you're going from a town to a different town, are you measuring to the center of that town's geographic area, or are you measuring to the outskirts of it? I don't have an answer for you, Jimmy, but maybe somebody out there does, or maybe one of you guys do, but thanks for the call tonight. Do either of you know?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't
know.
And
I suspect it, well, nowadays it depends on what app you use.
Well, the app's going to know exactly where you want to go to, usually, unless you just say Keene, New Hampshire,
right,
in which case, does it use downtown Central Square, the sort of the heart of downtown Keene, or does it use Route 101 Local Goods right on the outskirts of
661 Marlboro Street?
Right, in Keene.
In Keene, where you get 5% off when you use crypto every
That's
day?
That's right. The only place in...
Yeah, I think that may be it. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. You may be the only retail location offering a discount in crypto in New Hampshire right now.
Well, I don't know. We had crypto for 25% off right around Christmas.
Yeah, we did.
You're talking about buying the crypto.
No, that was the Bitcoin crash.
When they were you could buy Bitcoin for 25% off right before Christmas if you wanted to.
Yeah, been randomly allowed to say that. Yeah,
when it dropped down to $11,000 or whatever.
Yeah. Now Chris had a sale going on.
It's back
burning
up to,
the barn down.
$17,000. But no, what I was saying was I think he's the only business in, like, retail business in New Hampshire that's offering a discount for customers who want to pay with crypto. You're giving 5% off.
Right.
Is the idea there that you want to encourage people to use cryptocurrency and also you want more cryptocurrency to hold on to?
Exactly. Twofold. Number one, it's very important for me to see greater adoption because greater adoption helps us all up. The sooner we can all get off of fiat currency and start using things that actually make economic sense, the whole world becomes a better place. And I don't want that to sound hyperbolic. It sounds like hyperbole, but it isn't. If you can fix this part, it's a game changer for the poorest people in the world. It's a game changer for everybody. And the second fact is, I value cryptocurrency more than I value U.S. dollars.
Mm-hmm.
I look at those things and I go, this thing is going to be worth less. This $20 bill is not going to buy $20 worth of anything next year. And that's horrible.
If you're in Venezuela, not tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Why would I want that? Because I have to take it, but I'll encourage the use of others.
I think that, as far as I know, the first Bitcoin gold retail purchase ever was done at Route 101 Goods. I didn't get a 5% off discount on that, by the way.
Oh, that was before we were doing that, but that had to have been because we were both trying to figure out how to extract Bitcoin gold at that time.
Yeah.
And Will's like, hey, can I buy something with it? I'm like, why not?
Sure. I bought a Bitcoin Core t-shirt.
My roommate bought a pizza from me the other night with a coin that nobody even uses called Indocoin. There's more coming up here in moments. That's how obsessed we are with getting out of the government money system. There's more on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You're invited here to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We're talking about something that everybody should consider to be important, money, but an aspect of it that is very, well, not very understood, not well understood out there. And that's part of the reason why we're talking about it, is to help people come to some level of understanding about what cryptocurrency is, which is mostly decentralized, distributed forms of money, digital forms of money that can be exchanged instantaneously, virtually, around the world to anybody, anywhere, with an internet connection, basically. Mm-hmm. And Bitcoin was the first of a mirror, would have now been a long line of a lot of these things. There's over 1,000, 1,300 right now listed at coinmarketcap.com. And by the way, I don't know if we mentioned this on the air, but kudos to the market cap, that is to say all of the value of all of the cryptocurrencies in the world combined. It has crashed through, or busted through, the $800 billion mark for the first time in the last, I believe, 24 hours.
That is insane.
So, and just so you know, it was at, what, like $400 billion a month ago?
I like to go back to June 1st when it first, or June when it crossed over $100
billion for the first time.
Eight times, yeah. 8 months.
And then $200 billion in early November, and then $300 billion in late November, and then $400 billion a few days later. And $500 billion and $600 billion, and then it kind of stagnated for about a little bit between six and seven. Yeah. It kind of stagnated in there, and then now it's back on its way up again. So with numbers like that, it's why some people are starting to pay attention. They're seeing the headlines, they're seeing the news about Bitcoin's price, which today is over $17,000 per Bitcoin.
And the bankers are freaking out, going, no, stay away, stay away.
That's what gets people's attention. Now, coming up in 10 days, basically, Miami is set to host the longest-running and most successful cryptocurrency conference in history. It's the North American Bitcoin Conference, now in its sixth year. This is January here, the 17th and the 18th. Down in Miami, they are expecting over 1,000 Bitcoin community members. This is where a lot of the movers and the shakers in the Bitcoin world are going to be. And you can go there and meet a bunch of them. They're going to be converging for this monumental conference aimed at driving cryptocurrency from niche to mainstream. If 2017 was any indicator of that progress, and if 2018 follows suit, and anything can happen. Chris, earlier tonight off the air, you were predicting a huge crash. So
at some point.
Well, again, whatever that means. Does that mean next week? Does that mean later this year? Does that mean...
If I knew, I'd be a billionaire. I'm talking about a
tech bubble level event.
Where all cryptos fail. That's what he's talking
about. Well, not all cryptos fail, and not all dot-coms failed in the dot-com, There was a separation between reality and...
Yeah, shearing.
What was going on, that these things weren't valued in any way that resembled reality.
But you don't know when that's going to happen, but you did predict it earlier here tonight.
Oh, I expect there to be a serious readjustment of prices.
Yeah, it's going to be a grand
shearing. How far down are we talking about? Because a few weeks ago, we saw a drop in Bitcoin of about 50%, 40-50%, going down from 20,000 down to $11,000 in a period of days. Are you talking about a drop even more drastic than that? Because that's a huge drop.
I think it could be, but it's also interesting of where we're at now with the total market cap, which I think is a horrible way to measure this stuff, but it's what everybody's talking about. Let's say that this whole thing just crumbles and we lose 50%. Everything's down 50% overnight.
Yep, which happened the other day.
Right, but we're not going to see bankers jumping out of windows or crypto enthusiasts committing Harry Carey. It basically sets us back. When was 400,000?
A month ago, man.
Noobs, man.
Yeah, I know.
Noobs will be jumping out of windows.
Some people freak out because they haven't been looking at this the whole time. Usually when there's a drop, if you just hold on tight, you get through it and it goes back up.
Hold.
There's no guarantees. You know, there's no guarantee that the prices will continue to go up over time. Maybe this will completely fizzle out and never will become a thing. But
Become a thing, and don't believe that when I say there's going to be a readjustment in prices that means this whole thing goes away. It doesn't. But what it will do, it's going to weed out a lot of the crap.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of junk out there. It's going to weed out a lot of, and I hate to say it, but you're right, Will, the newbies that have just jumped into this. I saw an article, and I should have brought it in, but it said that they estimated that 18% of the new investment going into cryptocurrency is based on debt. People borrowing money to get in.
It's risky.
That is beyond risky.
Don't risk anything you can't afford to lose.
Exactly.
In this game.
And don't mortgage your house to buy Bitcoin, for God's sake.
Bad idea.
These are bad plans. Things that people do, and it's insane.
Let's go to Venkman. He's on the line calling on the AMP lines from FEMA Region 9. Venkman, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm Venkman. I'm a voluntarist. I believe all human interaction should be voluntary.
Great.
Wanted to talk about cryptocurrency tonight. I believe that's kind of the next step in moving towards a voluntary society. And, you know, I understand some of the concerns about a bubble and the people using debt to purchase cryptos. And, you know, I get it. That's a legitimate concern. But I think we're at a point now where we have to start considering that there's a level of certainty, albeit small, but there is a level of certainty that this crypto is not going to go away. And it may change.
Sure, sure seems like it's here to stay, doesn't it?
I don't think it's going to go away.
I don't either.
The dot-coms didn't go away. It was just, you know, there is no Netscape anymore. Bye-bye. You know, there was so much stuff out there that was cluttering the marketplace that had all of this money pumped into it, and people were borrowing and pouring money into these worthless companies. And when the curtain was pulled back the whole thing came crashing down on top of itself.
But look at what survived.
Exactly.
Amazon.
From the ashes grew these great companies. And what it is, as traders, you know, people like myself and like Chris, our job is to figure out what are going to be those companies that are going to rise from the ashes and get into those coins.
And you're
now.
Probably going to be mostly wrong.
Yeah, yeah. I tell you.
One of us is going to get lucky and get like a halfway there and have to split the money so that we both starve.
Here's why I hate trading groups, and there's a lot of them out there, and I got a lot of friends who play in this space. They love to go into these groups, and there's pump and dump groups and everything. I'm this weird guy who, like a year ago, literally started saying, Bitcoin sort of does what it does, but I'm interested in what all these other things really do, so let me look at the fundamentals of what coins provide. So everything in my portfolio, with maybe one or two exceptions, was based on some research I did.
Something special, not just another Me Too Bitcoin.
Well, yeah, but they were trying to solve real-world problems, and it looked like they had a way to do that, to solve something that was causing issues with people or fixed a problem that people may not even know they have. But there was something there, and now, you know, a lot of this, we look at this number, $800 billion, you know, we see huge amounts of money flowing into Verge that I bought early on, but they're just doing it because it's going up.
Right.
And Dogecoin, for God's sakes, the coin that started as a joke, over a billion, $2 billion?
There's a reason for that. There's a reason for Doge to be over that much. There's a purpose for it.
It's I'm not waiting just, to hear it. I love this.
Okay, so there's a... Okay, I've tried to say this before.
There's a joke. There's a purpose to jokes.
There's a psychological thing. There's a psychological thing about owning a whole coin versus a piece of a coin.
True.
You know, like, I put $2,000 into Bitcoin, and I don't even own a whole coin. You know, like, there's a psychological thing about it.
I get that.
B, it's used as a medium of as a main medium of trade on a lot of exchanges. So you'll go in, and instead of Ether... Mm-hmm. Like you see on HitBTC, if you go to Cryptopia or CUEX.io, or there's a lot of different ones. Doge is right next to U.S. dollar tethers. So it's Bitcoin, Doge, U.S. dollar tether, whatever other currency is local there, dollar tether,
right.
And Litecoin or Dash or Bitcoin Cash. There's usually like five options.
Right.
And Doge is now one of them. And a lot, even HitBTC has a Doge to Bitcoin, Doge to Litecoin, Doge to Dash trademark it.
Now that's interesting because what Will's referring to are what are called instruments on an exchange. So instruments are things that you use to buy coins with. So if the instrument is Bitcoin, then okay, I can buy Litecoin with Bitcoin. But it's interesting that Doge is there. Wow,
Doge,
that's an actual
Doge is a major
case.
Player, and I think it's for two reasons. One, that psychological feeling of owning a whole coin, of owning thousands of
right,
coins.
Doge is a dust currency, which means you can have a whole bunch of them.
It's they're worth a penny a piece, so the conversion rate's super easy. If it a dollar is 100 Doge,
roughly. Hey, Venkman, we kind of jumped all over you there. If you got
just,
more,
no,
hang
no,
on.
We'll, just real quick. Yeah. Just real quick. Yeah. Real quick. Just what happens when the value, the market cap of all cryptos exceeds the U.S. government debt? We're about at $1 trillion. What happens next? Thank you for your time.
Great. Point. More coming up. Hour 3's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.